in Marin County.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and call the meeting back to order, please. If you can assemble up in Carson City, and I think we have a couple of people still out in the hallway in Las Vegas. Okay. Always clear? All right. Looks like we're ready to go up in Carson City. Director Contines.
So before we get started, I want to just address a couple of the factors or the factors in the emergency regulation regarding the capacity and the commitment and the competency of the liquor wholesalers to serve this industry. I think what the department has presented, and which is really not disputed at all, is that there are not a lot of applicants and there are not a lot of licensed businesses. So we have six licensed businesses, and currently there is one that is operational. So the capacity of only liquor wholesalers to serve the market seems lacking. And I would just add to that that the licensees that have been licensed, they're not all true liquor wholesalers. You heard today from Blackbird, from some of the MMEs, that they went and got themselves a separate liquor wholesaler license, that they took those steps to protect their business interests. So it's really just a small number of liquor wholesalers that have indicated even the interest to apply at this point. The commitment to serve the market is also important. As was discussed today, the investment in these businesses are expensive. And what we have reviewed in terms of these licenses is not a scalable picture. It's not a picture where they're saying we have all this money and we have the ability to get money, or we have unencumbered funds. That commitment doesn't seem to be there. The competency, I have no doubt that anybody who gets into this business eventually could be competent at serving this market. I think, but we are just not there right now. And then on the flip side, in terms of the needs of the industry, I mean, I think the testimony today, the information that was provided, I have no reason to doubt that these are real and urgent issues for these businesses. And there's a lot of concerns as a regulator with some of those issues. I know the issue for them is whether they're going to get, you know, their bottom line is going to be affected. I think they have an interest in running a good business and providing a good product as well. But I think as a regulator, there are other interests that the state has in facilitating that, namely that we have compliance, that we know when stuff is distributed or delivered from point A to point B, what that product is, that we have the ability to track that and make sure that everybody's doing what they should be doing. And we also have an interest in the tax revenue, and that's a real interest as a regulator for me and the tax collector, because that's part of my job as well. So having said that, I'm just gonna read a statement that we prepared about how we're gonna go forward from here. So it should be clear from the facts and testimony we heard today that these businesses are struggling without a robust distribution system. Cultivators and producers have products sitting for days waiting to be delivered to stores. The quality of their product degrades the longer it sits. Retail stores don't have their products that their customers are looking for, and consumers, the voters who pass this initiative, often can't buy the products they want. Products that are legal and should be available to them. The data the department has collected from both liquor wholesalers and marijuana businesses shows that the liquor wholesalers who are licensed or pursuing licenses on their own cannot serve the market. This is clear from a few things: the frequency and quality of deliveries that will be required, the kind of handling the product needs, the growth that can be expected in the market, the very small number of distributors who are not scaled enough to serve more than a very small segment of this market. As our economists outline, a restricted distribution market could lead to higher prices that push consumers to the black market. It's also clear that only a few, maybe three or four, true liquor wholesalers want to keep these licenses restricted. We heard testimony from others today who understand that they alone cannot serve the market effectively, and they want others to be licensed now. Mr. Condor, who is the most experienced person in this business and who is fully operational to the best of his ability, right now believes what he knows about his business and the market, that there's a minimum of five businesses that need to be just like his and then that are scalable in that 5% or a month if we're truly going to have a robust market. Based on all the evidence presented, the department has made the determination that limiting marijuana distribution licenses to only liquor wholesalers will result and is in fact resulting in an insufficient number of distributors. Issuing distribution licenses beyond just liquor wholesalers will facilitate a robust marijuana market, decrease the possibility of diversion, provide voters with the kind of market and consumer choices they voted for, and keep the black market as limited as possible. So the determination means that the department will begin issuing distribution licenses to other applicants. We'll begin the review of the applications submitted during the application period we held in May that was pursuant to our temporary regulations. And then we also anticipate that we will have another application period under the temporary regulations between now and the end of the year. We will also open that up to distribution licenses as well as the other categories of licenses under the regulation. And that's all I have.
Okay. And can you just make a statement that based on the evidence, pursuant to a preponderance of the evidence, that it's 51%?
Yeah.
Just because that's the criteria that the judge set out.
Yeah. I mean, I think the evidence is beyond 51%. I think the evidence is very fairly clear today that this market needs to be opened up, and it's above the 51% preponderance of the evidence. I don't have anything else.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for your time today. Just before we leave, we do have another public comment item. If there's anyone who would like to stay and make those public comments or listen to those public comments, anyone in Carson City?
Thank you, Kevin Benson, for the record.
You don't have to.
He's in boy, ENSON. I just want to clarify what I think I just believe the director said, is that the department is going to begin issuing licenses to other applicants. I take that means essentially now or in the very short future. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else in Carson City? Anyone here in Las Vegas?
All participants are now in interactive talk mode.
Anyone on the telephone?
Yeah, I just want to clarify, does that mean they're going to be issued interim licenses or just full and complete licenses?
This is Dion Contine for the record. They'll be processed as applications the same way that everybody's applications are processed. They're not temporary licenses. They're issued for the temporary period. The temporary regulation, they're not temporary licenses. They're issued under the temporary regulations. So it's the process that we adopted in May to issue the licenses.
Thank you.
So then will they have to reapply after the temporary regs have expired?
Have to reapply when their license they'll have to renew when their license expires.
Any further public comment on the telephone?
Yes. I do have a comment here on the telephone.
Please go ahead.
For the record, my name is Mona Lisa Samuelson, And I'm on the phone because I'm an actual medical marijuana patient, and I couldn't sit through the entire meeting. But I wanted to let you know the tape is always with me. And we learned a lot about what it takes to make this industry and the recreational users happy. But I want to remind you to please don't forget our most vulnerable. Nevada's sick, injured, and dying. Medical marijuana patients need your help, and we're still waiting. So although I want to thank you for all your hard work, and I mean this, for everyone working and participating in Carson and in Henderson and on the phone, I hope you all know that I adore you personally because the medical patients truly appreciate you, and we're grateful for all your work. But I beg you to keep us in mind because we're not done with the regulation of marijuana in the state of Nevada until we've dealt with the real-life needs of the medical marijuana patients who live here. So please keep us in mind, and that's what I always want to remind you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ms. Samuelson. Anyone else on the telephone with public comment? Okay, hearing none, we will close today's meeting. Thank you.